Blog Talk Radio.
Here's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, and tonight we have actress, songwriter, producer, Miss DeAndra Brown. So if you want to holler at us, of course, the number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We, of course, encourage you to try to connect with us because we, of course, want to connect with you. So feel free to go to our Smooth Drama sites at smoothdrama.com, as well as you can social network with us on Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. Follow me. I'll follow you back. Facebook, my yearbook tagged. I'm Dick Hugger. Add me. I add you back. We can hang out and chill the taste. But as always, I know y'all ain't really trying to holler at me. You really want to holler at my co-host. So, Ms. Co-host, tell them where they can holler at you at.
They can holler at me on Facebook, Ms. 100% spelled out. Yahoo is my email address, Ms. 100% spelled out at yahoo.com. Or at 100% on Twitter. And I'm kind of upset with my people because they left me hanging on the stop smoking thing. They're supposed to contact me and let me know they stopped smoking. I guess I'm the only one to care about my lungs. I don't know. What's up with that, y'all? Holler at me.
We're going to holler at your lungs, too.
Holler at lungs.
And in between then, we gonna holler. I mean, I think we need to holler at the mayor in Connecticut. Homie, after coming out, to interview, Mayor Joseph Maturo Jr. Was asked, what is he going to do for the Latino community? So homie busts out, hey, maybe I'm going to go have a taco. So, yeah, it ends up.
Asshole.
This asshole got more than 2,600 texts and 500 or so tacos. I'm like, damn, what I got to do to get some tacos?
Like, was that supposed to be an insult, feeding his ass?
Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm sure he probably wouldn't eat them anyway.
Now, I was supposed to say, baby, the tacos, each of them had a turd dry.
But still, I'm like, man, don't send that dude food. You don't deserve food. If anything, you should have sent him pictures of tacos. You don't send this dude no tacos for that.
Yeah, that was really weird. That didn't work, I guess, whatever the situation.
Well, it worked. I mean, because, of course, he did what you love so much. He later apologized. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
I wonder what he did with them tacos.
I don't know if the...
Probably gave them to people.
Yeah. Well, would you eat them?
No, I wouldn't eat them.
Right. Nobody would come and just
gave
eat them.
To somebody else so that they could eat his wrath.
Because I'm saying these are some tainted ass tacos.
They were.
Right. So, yeah. No, I mean, so it was like a waste. I'm like, you wasting real food.
Right.
Don't do that. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. And speaking of illegal immigrants, you know, South Carolina, along with Alabama, they passed that law saying, you know, you have to prove your citizenship and you have to have your papers, blah, blah, blah. Well, the exodus has hurt South Carolina's economy because, surprisingly, nobody wants to do those jobs. You know, like...
So it ain't no brothers out there picking fruit for $3 an hour?
Nah, it seems like they're not all that concerned with doing that.
Yeah. They don't have a job, but, you know, they would rather do nothing than to go make a little something, but, you know. That's neither here nor there, but still.
Yeah,
you know.
And they're also talking about how there's empty apartments as well as less demand for low wage jobs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if everybody leaves.
Well, what did they expect to happen?
Well, they got what they wished for.
They got what they wanted. So
sometimes you do get what you ask for.
Ask for, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting that they put it out there. Like, oh, well, nobody wants those jobs. Mm. Shocked by that.
I'm not really that surprised by it.
Yeah, I'm not either. But I don't think they were thinking, oh, well, somebody's going to want to pick out strawberries.
No, the hell they not. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, and I hope they still ain't out there picking cotton because...
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're not even going to get into that. Move on.
You gave me an anxiety attack saying that.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of anxiety attacks, Oklahoma Senator Ralph Shorty, yeah, that's his name, he introduced a bill banning any food products which contain aborted human fetuses in the ingredients.
Okay. And as before, I read about the story, heard about the story, and I understand that he was being a jerk off, you know, when he was doing this, but I'm trying to understand what is his real angle as far as what food, banning food. What food are you banning?
According to him, he says that the bill is intended to raise public awareness of the issue.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, the issue is he has issues with companies who are using embryonic stem cells to test their products for tastiness.
Oh, that just sounds so nasty.
I know. And I just for the record, Senator Shorty, I'm not going to Oklahoma to eat
anything.
Yes. You can cross me off the list of potential vacationers.
I don't even want a damn salad from there. I don't want nothing. That just sounds so macabre. Just so, you know what I mean? Just, ugh.
Yeah, that is quite awful. Actually, the fact that he's like, fetus food. I mean, to think, okay, you put it in people's heads that, hey, here in Oklahoma, we chop up fetus stem cells and put them into your burrito. Yeah. Not good. Good luck with that, Shorty.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking that it's not going to work out.
I don't think so.
Yeah, whatever you was trying to do,
it's going to backfire. It has backfired because it's already out there. Oh, gosh. Okay. Can we keep going?
It's made my stomach hurt.
I'm going to end up having to take a break to go puke. That's so disgusting.
Well, now we talking about disgusting here. Common sense is on call when we talk about LaGrange, Kentucky, where the residents are upset because thousands of black birds have migrated there. And they're saying, they're complaining, we have to clean up after them, and our town is like Alfred Hitchcock's The Bird. And I'm like, I don't want to hurt their feelings or anything, but I do have to tell them, hey, birds fly south for the winter. It's kind of, if you would have stayed in school past the third grade, you might have learned that.
I get what you're saying. But remember, the way that I see it is Kentucky is not really considered the South. And maybe they're complaining because it's maybe not something that's normal for Kentucky. Remember, Kentucky, think about it now, because Ohio is very close to Kentucky, and Kentucky is considered, Ohio is considered Midwest, and it gets cold, and they have snowstorms. So maybe the birds don't usually go to Kentucky for the winter, but it's been like unusually warm there lately, so maybe that's why they're going now. But I don't see any reason to complain about the birds. Nature is nature. But I'm just saying, maybe something that they're not used to.
Well, and the fact that they say, oh, it's blackbirds, I'm like, come on. don't go there.
It's not only blackbirds.
Just saying. They mentioned it. They said blackbirds, and I'm like, hey.
What you say? You got to get blackbirds, right?
Yeah. What's up? You got to get blackbirds. I mean, If it was doves, would we be talking?
It is. It can't just be blackbirds. It's more. I mean, because like I said before, I'm south. I'm Birmingham, Alabama. That's south. And my yard and my driveway and backyard and everything is like Alfred Hitchcock.
Okay. All right. Once again, for all the people who didn't get past third grade.
But Kentucky is not the South. I'm trying to explain.
Look here. Kentucky is the South. They ain't the Midwest. And last time I checked during the Civil War, they fought with the Confederacy in the South. Thank you.
Oh, Kentucky is not.
They're in the Southeastern Conference.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever.
South.
Southeast. That's not.
Don't try to not claim Kentucky. the Midwest don't want them. The North don't want them.
South.
You can't put them in the East. They damn sure ain't West. South.
That's so wrong.
Y'all didn't try to get out of it. No, they are the South. We have neighbors in the South, Kentucky. That's what it is. That's what it's always going to be.
You are crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
On that note, before we get Ms. Brown on here, we going to go on break. This is my boy, HISD, rocking, a.k.a. Space Up.
Slow down on the moves, boy.
together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with Big Hugger and Ms. 100%. And let's get Ms. DeAndra Brown, tonight's guest, on the line. And that was HISD Rockin', a.k.a. Space Up.
Space Up. Oh, anyway.
I like that. That was a nice touch.
Yeah, I try. And for the record, for the bloggers out there who think that we make this drama word, no, we're not.
Please, let's do it.
We are not claiming grossness.
Okay, fine.
Hello?
Hey, welcome to Smooth Drama. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Hello, Ms. DeAndra. This is Ms. 100%. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
So now talk to us about your production company. Hopefully, I'm going to say this right. Deuteron Productions?
Deuteron Productions.
All right, Deuteron, my bad. You want to talk about Deuteron Productions and what you hope to accomplish by founding this company?
I am the CEO at Deuteron Productions, which I started when I was in college, and right after I graduated, I just decided to make it a real production company. So I shoot independent music videos and independent movies, and I'm hoping to accomplish a great film production company and / record label.
Okay. Now, as far as films and music go, which one do you lean more to, like, this is what I really want to do?
All of them. when I'm not making movies, I'm making music. When I'm not doing music, I'm writing a script. So it's either or. I just like them. I love the industry of just that art. I love it.
Okay, so what particular type of genre of music? It seems like you can probably do it all, but what is like your favorite genre of music, favorite genre of film? You know, what are your favorites?
My favorite of music, I would have to say, like, R&B pop. I really admire Beyonce. She's one of my favorites, and Rihanna and Alicia Keys. And as far as film, I'm really into, like, psychological thrillers. And so my company is going to be based on, like, horror psychological films because I love slasher movies. But then recently I started writing a new film, and it's going to be a sci-fi film, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Right.
Oh, sci-fi, that's big area.
Yeah. Well, now I got to ask you on your film that you have out right now, who else to blame? Now, I know that's a horror slasher movie. Please tell me that the black person doesn't die first.
you have to see it to find out.
I don't have much faith in you right now.
Oh, no, I got to know, because if the black person, you know how that goes. If the black person die first, I got to walk out the theater.
You know, the majority of my cast is black when you think about it, so... you would just have to see to find out.
Because, all right, so if the majority of the cast is black, then I can get that a black person would die first. But if it's like, you know how they got that minimum one or two.
In the movie, right.
Yeah. It's like, and you know how it is nowadays, you get a choice. One of the two are going to die. It just, you have to make that educated guess, all right? It's going to be. That's all I'm saying.
He is crazy.
Tell us about who else to blame, what it's about, and why you wanted to make that film?
It's based on a various of stories, a killer seeking revenge and blaming people for his pain. And I wrote it when I was writing. I'm like, I want to do this fun, like, slasher film. And I basically just started writing and coming up with all kind of crazy ideas. And I'm really into, like, showing blood and gore and stuff. So when we were shooting, I'm like, we got to make sure it's really bloody and really gory. And, you know, so I'm, like, into that.
Okay.
Okay, really bloody and really gory. Is that what you said that?
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question about that. Some people feel that just because it's really bloody and gory doesn't make that it's really scary. So is it going to be equally as scary and, you know, make you jump and, you know, suspenseful as it is bloody and gory? Now, that would be a good mix, you know.
Well, you know, it's more so a psychological thriller. It does make you jump, but it more so tells a story, and it pretty much tricks you because you might think that this person is the killer, and then you find out, wait, maybe it's this person, and it really plays a mind game with you.
Right. Okay.
Are you trying to ruin the movie for me?
Yes,
he made an assumption. I watched the trailer. I was like, oh, that's the killer right there.
You already had your guy peeked out.
All right,
huh?
So you're telling me that my assumption is wrong, basically.
Probably so, yeah. It's like the last person you would think would be the killer is the killer.
So that means you're the killer.
Wow.
You know, you have to see the movie to find out.
Hold back the movie up for the rest of us, please. But I enjoy movies like that because, like you said, it makes you think, it keeps you on the edge of your seat. And I don't like movies where you can just about guess everything that's going to happen next. I like movies that sneak up on me, so that sounds really awesome.
Well, I like the fact that, you know, just because you weren't backed by big Hollywood, you was like, I'm going to make my movies anyway. So I'm down with that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's really, really hard getting a break in the industry. And when I finished college, I'm like, hey, you know what? I got my group together, my crew and everyone. I'm like, we're going to shoot this movie. Even if it's really, you know, low budget, independent, I'm like, we're going to shoot this and get it done. And we did. And I was so excited to have, like, a big red carpet premiere for it and everything, get the whole crew and cast together to watch it on the big screen.
Oh, so it was pretty cool. You had the red carpet. Where was the red carpet at?
It was in Arizona at Madcap Theaters in Tempe.
All right. So as an independent, do you as far as getting your movie distributed, how hard was it? Did you find you run into any obstacles, or was it just something quick and effortless?
It is pretty hard getting distributed because a lot of distributors look for what they call star power, and which is pretty much someone with a name that, you know. And my film, it has a few actors, you know, that's been in movies, but they're not really what you would say to have that name, that star power name. So that was more so an issue for me. But I was able to get it distributed online, and I'm selling it through my company. So I just have to do it myself until I can make that big budget movie, I guess.
Now, as far as movies go, and this is always a question I wanted to ask, I never asked it. How do you pay people? How do people get paid movie wise? I mean, is it like you film it and then, well, what we sell, we give you a percentage going forward, or do you have to pay them up front? How does that go?
You do a contract, and yeah, you pay them up front. You pay your actors up front, yeah.
Okay. And so, as far as financing for your movie goes, I mean, you do Kickstarter? How did you get your finance?
I paid it with my own money. I have a job. I work with adults with mental disabilities. So, you know, I save up enough money to shoot movies and make music videos and, you know, stuff I love.
All right.
And that's very interesting. A person that and it's not an odd concept, but to some, or foreign concept, but to some people it is, actually investing in your own future and not being upset with other people if they don't. It's your baby, so you should be the one that give more than anybody else. So I admire that in you. Like you said, nobody is giving me a shot. I'm taking a shot, and I admire that.
Thank you.
So I saw your music video. I work out at the gym all the time, and nobody films music videos at my gym. I just wanted to complain. You know, I'd have gotten the Soul Train line in between the treadmill and me.
Yeah, the one guy that was dancing with the girl at the end, he seemed really, really happy. He was just like, he had the biggest smile on his face, so I think she made him very happy.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I know the owner of the gym, and he's a really, really nice guy, and I was so happy that he allowed us to shoot my video there. I was like, oh, thank you.
So what can we look forward to going forward? Now, I know you were talking about your sci-fi movie. You want to throw a premise out there for us so I can get excited?
Well, I can't really go into much details, but it's a sci-fi film, and it's about, I would just say, something in your veins. How about that?
Something in my veins.
Yeah. Living with the weird veins.
I don't know about anybody else, but I have blood in mine. All right. So, now talk about your music. What would you describe your style, and I mean, do you plan on, putting out an album, more videos? What do you plan on doing musically?
Well, originally my album was supposed to be released in February, but I put it on hold here recently because my grandmother had a stroke.
Sorry.
And I've been really, really stressed out. And, you know, I want to plan, like, a big album release party and all that, and I'm like, I need time to do it. So I'm hoping very soon my album will be out.
Okay, now the
album, this year for sure.
the album release party, where is that supposed to be? You know, me and 100, we trying to get invited to all parties.
Oh really? Yeah, I would love for you guys to come. It'll be in Arizona.
All right. Well, I got a cousin in that area, so I can.
Please.
I can
that'd be awesome.
I can pretend like I'm going to visit her. And
what?
What? Oh, she's not listening right now, so she don't know.
So now I know,
you're doing the music, you're doing the movies. What else? Like, if you had a chance, the dream movie that you wanted to make, or the dream musical collaboration, which one you think you could go for? Like, who would you have you always wanted to work with, and would be a dream to work with?
Well, musically, I would say Beyonce. I really, really admire her work. And as far as films, I would have to say Steven Spielberg and Tim Burton.
Okay.
Tim Burton. Okay, that's very good. Yeah.
Yeah, old Tim Burton. Well, I think the film's already done. I was gonna say you could have been on the last Dark Knight film.
Oh. Yeah, he's really amazing. I love his work.
Yeah, he does a lot of dark stuff that's actually pretty good. It's not gritty and boring.
Yeah.
So you described, I know you say you like slasher films. Now, would you describe you fun-loving comedies, or do you want to be dark psychological thriller, or do you want to do all kinds of films?
Well, as an actress, I would love to do all kind of movies, like action comedy and dramas and stuff like that. But as a filmmaker, I would more so like to stick with psychological thriller, horror kind of movies.
Okay, so you just all day you dream about cutting people.
I guess you could say that.
You know, she laughs about it.
Doesn't help your dating prospects, right?
What?
You know, when people hear, like, did she say she dreamed about cutting people?
Actually, that might help. So, you know, there is some crazy people out there that are draws and stuff like that. So, that can actually help.
Really? I don't think so. I'm sorry. I know. In my case, I hear you're talking about wanting to cut people as a fantasy. It would make me kind of back away from a relationship. I don't know about any other guys out there, but that's
hey,
just
be friends, you know. Let's be friends. Let's take it real slow.
Yeah, it's far away. So tell people where we can catch up to you, or where they can catch up to you if they want to learn more about Ms. Deandra Brown and what you got going.
Well, my website is www.deandra-brown.com, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter under my name, Deandra Brown. And I'm on YouTube as my name, Deandra. So those are a few.
All right, because, you know, we putting it out there so you can get a little extra groupie love going on.
Thank you. I would love more support.
Best wishes to your grandma. I hope she gets well very soon.
Good.
Thank you. Yeah, please keep her in your prayers.
Yes, we hope that she sincerely can recover and you guys can go back to a non-stressful relationship.
Right.
Yeah, I'm so close to her. She's like a second mom to me. And when she had a stroke, I almost couldn't breathe. They put her in a nursing home, and that was really, really hard on the family because that was like something we did not agree with, but medically they were like, she has to be there because she's paralyzed. And she can't talk anymore, and now she has to eat through a feeding tube, so it pretty much sucks. But I'm praying, I believe in miracles, and she's going to come out of it and be the same grandma that I always known.
All right, well, do this. I mean, give her a shout-out. Give grandma a shout-out right now. We're just going to put it out there in the air.
Okay, I want to give a shout-out to my grandmother. Please keep her in your prayers.
All right. Well, on that note, we want to thank you for coming on the show. And definitely we'll be staying in contact because I don't know about 100, but I'm down to walk on red carpets and
go to it. And, hey, if you ever decide to do write a role for a sassy black girl named Miss 100%.
Wow, really? Really?
You know, a person that, you know.
Oh, you don't go there?
Then you get mad.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Most definitely.
Oh, Hey, DeAndre, thank you for coming on the show, and we will definitely talk again.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Good night.
Wow. I can't even believe that you did that. Anyway.
I can't believe. Never mind. We got about to go there because, hey, I can recall a few times.
At least I wasn't asking for a lead part.
That's true.
I said, just let me walk across the street without a bus hitting me.
I remember the one time when you wanted to pop it with the strippers. Remember that?
Okay. What's the scene where I'm sitting down with strippers? That's like a flash. It's like 15, 20 seconds, and I'm out the movie. I'm cool with that.
I think you should ask for what you want.
Anyway.
Okay, cool.
On that note, we're going to go on a break. This is Gangstar, X to the Next.
Demon goes, you know that I'm driving. Surviving in the 90s is a must, so I trust that everyone listen up. As my vocals get thrust, I bust my mind first. Never chasing a skirt, do much work while other suckers need more time to rehearse. Now back to the ex-girls, ex-lovers, ex-friends. It made me mad to find that she was only after my ends. She phones me and goes on about her new life now. I wish she knew right now. I think she's busted, let's discuss it. When I was with her, no trust, just fight. Just the he say, she say, and the neighborhood highlights. Now I got my new girl, or as I say, my baby doll. But still, I'm getting crazy, cause my ex-girl's got balls. Don't wanna play the field, cause I get loving at home base. Don't give me no long face, just exit with grace. You and I are the past, they love me. Much respect, girl. But now you're my ex-girl, cause I'm on with the next girl. Sister, then ask how's my brother, didn't ask.
whatever you got. Ooh, drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Gangstar, X to the Next. One of my favorite Gangstar songs. Still can't believe Guru is gone. Guru, Heavy D. I mean, they were young. I mean, I can see Etta James, but Guru and Heavy D? 40-some-year-old.
Yeah, Vesta.
Yeah, dying young.
Yeah.
I'm not.
So many different, yeah.
Yeah, it's real different. Now, speaking of being real different, I'm reading about Human Rights Watch, an organization. They're expressing concern over aging prisoners. You know, they're talking about, because they bring up the fact that the number of aging men and women in U.S. prisons is growing rapidly. And they're expressing concern about their care behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess because of their age, older prisoners encourage medical costs that are higher than those of younger prisoners.
So what are they saying? Because they're old, let them out of prison, and then they still won't get taken care of out of prison.
Yep.
Either way, they're not going to be taken care of.
Yeah. Last time I checked, you can be old and not in jail and not get taken care of.
That's right. So. But then I guess, like, here's the thing: people forget that they're going to get old one day. Hopefully, most of us will make it to 75 years old, hopefully. But people don't think about longevity. They think, I'm going to do this right now, and I'll pay for the consequences later. And then later comes, and it's like, oh, shit, you know? So it's like when they was murdering or raping or robbing, they weren't thinking about who the hell's going to take care of me when I get old.
Mm.
There, even though they're old, they're still a criminal. They're still in prison for something that they did.
Yeah, I was going to say that I'm thinking that they weren't thinking about anything but robbing and stealing and killing when they were young. Because I hear the Human Rights Watch and what they're saying, but yeah, they're in there for life for a reason.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, as they've gotten older, yeah, they probably thought of more ways to kill people, contemplating it. I'm not that big of a fan of, oh, yeah, well, they're old prisoners. We'll let their old asses out so they can be more diabolical in killing folks and not getting caught this time.
Right, because remember the two old guys, they had been in prison before and when they were younger and got out, and then they had this big plan to, remember the chemical weapon that they were trying to create, these old guys? That's scary as hell.
Well,
a chemical weapon in the hands of some senior citizens, that's... Oh.
Right. And you know why? Because they're old and they're like, but shit, I've lived my life.
I don't give a fuck about that.
Right. They're ready to drop it like, well,
like when we leave, when they feel the heart attack coming on, they go just drop it and then we all gone. That's it's still scary as hell.
Right. Yeah. I'm cool because I look at it like old folks are the most dangerous of criminals, because you figure, and y'all follow me on this, an old man who is limp and he can't get it up no more, he's like, I don't care no more.
Yeah, he's like, I'm through.
Right. He's like, hey, They ask him why you did it. Hey, my shit don't get up no more. It don't matter. And fellas out there are like, well, damn, I understand. You know, I would hope that at least you wouldn't want to you wouldn't want to kill people. But
you know what, you just didn't say that. You just, even though you said, oh man, there are younger guys that fit into that category, so now you just create a whole new interest group for the CIA or for the government to watch out for.
Because younger men can
lip biscuit. That's what we gonna call it.
Okay. Well, aside from Miss 100% Limp Bizkit group, younger men can take stuff. They can do stuff to help. Right? You can exercise. As an old man, once it's done, it's done.
Okay.
That's it. You know, he's 75. It's like, yeah, he tapped out. That's why you gotta get it in when you're young. You can't be like, I'm gonna wait till later.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you gotta get that in now.
You are crazy.
I'm
moving right along.
No, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, if I was a rapper, I mean, that would be my hit record. Get it in now.
Get it in. Well, yeah. It was a song kind of like that. Get in where you fit in. Too short.
Yeah, but he wasn't talking about what I'm talking.
No, I'm just fucking with you. Anyway.
Yeah, that was a whole different song.
Oh, different song.
Now, I mean, speaking of rights, there's a woman, Babylonia Avias, or Avaz. I don't know, I'm messing it up. Anyway, she's marrying a 107-year-old warehouse. That sits in the Capitol Hill neighborhood in the Washington area. She feels like if corporations can have rights as people, so can buildings. And she's doing this because she wants to show the building how much she loves it and how much she loves the community space and loves that neighborhood, and she wants to stop it from gentrification. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting concept.
Yeah, she's saying that, as she describes it, it's a gay marriage with the building. Because I'm guessing that the building's personality is female.
Female.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm kind of speechless on this one. It's just, okay. It's like, no wonder this is the last year we're going to be on Earth.
Yeah, well, I mean, and if you think about it, it is 2012. We know the end is nigh. This is the last year we got. So, as I said earlier, if you're going to get it in now. And she's like, hey, this is a 107-year-old building. It's not going to get to 108. So, I'm going to make it happen now.
Oh.
She's going to make love to her building day and night, night and day.
Can you, never mind. I ain't even listening.
What? Hey, you know what? Like she has a valid argument. Corporations, as per the Supreme Court, are people now.
Mm-hmm.
So if corporations are people, a building can be a person also.
Mm-hmm.
She and since corporations can have rights, so can buildings.
Wow.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I hope she wins and it's a very happy marriage.
I hope she's fully satisfied in her marriage to her building.
Well, I'm gonna take an educated guess that she's gonna have an open marriage.
Yeah.
They're gonna be able to see other people.
Yeah, because that building gonna have a lot of people up in her.
Right. I mean, it's technically gonna. She might go to jail for bigamy.
That's true. Wow.
The people, well, it's not California, but hey, you never know. Now, I saw an article about, and they were talking about Charlize Theron, and it was in the Daily Beast, and they had a problem with her because she was telling the woman from The Help.
Yeah, Viola, I think it's Viola Davis.
Yes, and Viola Davis was talking about the problems that she has in Hollywood and getting acting jobs. And of course Charlize Theron is like, well, I don't see why, because you're hot. I don't see why you would have the problem. Technically she was correct.
Mm-hmm.
She is hot. So why do you think she's having a problem, Miss 100%?
Why do I believe that she's having a problem?
Yeah, why is Viola Davis having a problem?
The thing that she was getting at, the thing that Viola Davis really quickly was getting at is the fact that there are very, very, actually, I'm going to say none, no roles out there for African-American women that are positive roles that, you know, lead to a good career, you know. And she was using her moment in the spotlight as a platform to make that statement. And by Charlize saying you're fucking hot, you know, she kind of felt like she was making light of an issue that she was trying to, you know, she was trying to bring to the forefront. But there's no positive roles out there. And just like Ms. Brown said, nobody's giving us or giving me a chance, so I'm taking it. And I, you know, that's what I guess as African American actors and actresses and filmmakers, you know, that's what they need to do. Or really, as Black people as a whole, if nobody's giving you a chance, fucking take it. Just snatch it.
Just snatch it like you snatch
that shit.
Snatch your wig off. Just bam.
Yeah, I mean, just have that attitude. Give me this shit, bitch. It belongs to me. and do it. I mean, we have that attitude with everything else, don't we?
Well,
we play hard with everything else.
Well, isn't that the point? I mean, when I read the article and I read it again, and I know that they were upset with Charlize Theron because they said that she trivialized the issue by just saying that you're hot, and there, you know, she was saying that there was a little bit more to it. And I say, well, look, if you don't like the movies that they make, don't go see them. I guarantee you they will ask you what's wrong and try to make something that you want to see because they want your money. See, if you go and see those movies, you can't complain.
Right.
I mean, you know, you have to make your own. You should have to support your own. It's that simple. The days of saying, hey, we need you to help me, look, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
It'll never work like that.
Yeah.
And until we start thinking progressively in what we can do, and how we can do for ourselves, and you will never get the films out there that you really want to see.
Right.
And that's what I take out of it. I mean, because, yeah, Charlize Theron was right. She is hot. Now, she glossed over the issue, no doubt. No doubt she glossed over it.
Right.
But at the same time, that's her reality, because that's the reality of the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
She will not have an issue.
Right, right.
You know, and so she looks like, well, if you're hot, you shouldn't have an issue either.
Right, right. She can't see it because she's never had to deal with that issue. So it's just a small amount of ignorance that's mixed up in there. So I can understand that.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't absolve her. But that's an argument for another day. And on that note, I want to thank Ms. DeAndra Brown for coming on. And I hope the black person doesn't die first. This thing. I want to thank my homies in the blog. Y'all keep me going. I want to thank everyone out there listening. And for Miss 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word with Smooth Drama. And we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.